T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chicago baseball fans, will the Cubs start dealing core players? Will the Sox stick with the guys they have? When trade deadline news breaks, we're the place to be. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. And Odyssey Station. The
Score! Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Time now for transition, and we'd like to thank a lot of people before we get there. Thank you, first of all, to Mark Grody for getting up the last 3 mornings. A lot of fun, Groats.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
A lot of fun.
Thanks for having
me. You bring it, and even though your show started this morning at 4:30 without me, you and the grobber, it was a tough act to follow.
Oh, no, well, it was very unexpected, too, because I was just literally just getting here, getting my computer out, putting the microphone together, and all of a sudden I was called to the joining us now is my, I was like, what?
The look on your face was precious.
I was like, already?
Was great.
I'm not prepared to entertain yet.
So thank you for entertaining me for the last 3 days. Thank
you,
everyone, for calling and texting and tweeting and twitching. And most of all, thank you for listening. Thank you to Brian Gertz, who put us on Twitch this morning. And every morning he gets up early for us so you can watch us in the studio here, and sometimes we might even break into dance.
Mm.
But wait, not before 9 o'clock, of course.
No.
We'll get to that in a second.
She did that yesterday.
I know.
I heard.
I know. We'll get to.
I want more.
We'll get to Layla Bennis in a second.
It was before. It was afternoon. Elaine has way better moves than me.
That was a specific dance she was doing.
I know. Okay, back off.
I'll do the Elaine after this.
Layla
and I are going to dance together.
We need to thank Dustin Rhodes, our executive producer.
I know you weren't angry about getting to go to the Super Bowl. I just wondered if you were. I was always been a little worried, a little self-conscious, that you were angry with me after that back and forth. But it
I don't
like,
think I've okay. ever been angry with you ever.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is heartening, I have to say. That's very good to hear.
I consider you one of my best friends on the planet,
Amen.
And I hope you feel the same way.
Amen. I wish you were here right now. I'd give you like a long hug. You know what I mean? Like the long kind.
And thank you to Ray Diaz, who needs a hug himself.
Thank you, bro.
That was a moment. It's time now for Bernstein and Rahimi. Hey, Dan and Layla.
Hey, we got a little breaking news here. I am reading this from CNBC. The Major League Baseball team in Cleveland is changing its name to Guardians.
Wow.
The franchise just announced. The name Guardians is a reference to well-known Art Deco statues located on the Lorraine Carnegie Bridge, which spans...
You mean Art Deco? Is it just Chicago?
It spans the Cuyahoga River and connects downtown Cleveland to the city's trendy Ohio City neighborhood. Those statues are known as the Guardians of Traffic. The franchise announced the name change in a tweet just now and had faced long pressure from activists locally and nationally to ditch its current name, which critics said was racist because it's racist. The video did not say when the name goes into effect.
The Cleveland Guardians. That's a bit of a surprise. Didn't you think it was going to be something else?
Spiders.
I thought that was the odds on favorite.
Why spiders? Was that just
what they were?
That was their name.
Before the, you know,
ask
the other one.
Calm down, everybody. Stop yelling.
Don't you know that, Grody?
Wow, man.
We paused on you like less.
I know. The Guardians does have a strength to it, though. We are the Guardians.
Well, yeah, because Galaxy, duh.
Yeah.
Even I know that one. I'm not a big Marvel or DC or anything.
Guardians original, I guess, right? Like, it's not like a recycled name.
It's the same number of syllables as their previous name. So the meter is the same when you say it in your head.
Wow.
Cleveland Guardians instead of Blankdians.
So okay. Was there an Indians chant that the fans did that they needed to keep all the syllables?
I don't think so. Maybe it's just the psychology of it, keeping it to just the rhythm in your head is the same.
Did not expect that one, though.
Maybe Spiders was copyright protected or the domain was too expensive. Isn't that what happened in Washington? Isn't that why their football team?
There are all sorts of. I've got friends right now who are starting their own company and going through this idea of naming it and the lawyers that are involved and just the hours involved in making sure you can do something and some because so many names people just squatted on and own and you end up negotiating with some troll just because they've sucked up all the rights to everything.
Are they a troll or were they just smart?
Well, it depends. Some people have done it as a nuisance.
Gotta love the text line, the 847. The Cleveland Guardians still blew a 3-1 lead.
Yes, they did. Mm-hmm. I was there. So the football team. Back to the football team. When are they going? Are they just sticking with football?
This year, they're sticking with football team.
Still,
I believe. And at the end of the season, they will announce that they will come to another. You know, they have another nickname.
708 says the Guardians of second place in the AL Central. I'm here for the trash talk.
That's an odd choice. It just is an odd choice. I don't know what the Washington football team is going to do, Mark. I don't know what's next with them.
Maybe they stick with football.
They need to get
team.
Some things taken care of first, though. They got a lot of
harassers
stuff on their
taken.
Yeah,
they do.
The Washington hostile workplace.
You look at that franchise in two different ways because of Daniel Snyder and all the things that transpired on his watch. And then you got the nicest guy in the league with Ron Rivera as the head coach.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a very different dynamic there because you have two different thoughts and two different connotations with guys when you see them.
When you talk about that long, uncomfortable hug, is that all your mean needed?
I think so. I think it was he just needed have everybody remember him and be like, hey, I'm still here. Whoa,
careful.
There we go with the coffee.
My goodness.
Yeah, wow, that was aggressive on my part.
Calamity.
Yeah, I think I've become a danger to myself and everybody in this room. No, I think it was your mean Mercedes saying, hey, don't you guys remember April and all those awesome things and how everybody loved me and now I'm getting zero attention. From a high to a low can be dangerous for the human brain.
I know. I hope he's all right. And I wonder. I don't know why Team Guillen is being so flippant about it. I mean, what do they know? Like they've been making fun of him.
Well, I haven't noticed that. I haven't seen that. Is that on social media, on Twitter,
and Ozzy on TV, just sort of dismissing it? And I don't know. I thought the climate was such that when someone is going through something, the last thing you want to do is kind of pile on.
Well, if it is what it is, seems to be on the surface, Dan, if it is just a guy trying to get attention, a minor league player, a lifetime minor league player trying to get attention, it is kind of a joke.
Do we know he's going through something?
Well, that's just it. If there is more to it.
We don't know that he's not.
Right.
I mean, yeah, if there's more to it, then yeah, you don't make fun of it. But if it is what I guess Ozzy thinks it is, this is a minor league player who doesn't deserve to be getting this much attention, then it is sort of silly.
I heard Shane Reardon report yesterday on the afternoon show that there was a sense that he has a emotional immaturity and there's some things that he cited in feeling left out of the equation. And he was talking to somebody who was said to be close to Yermin that said, he didn't understand why he wasn't given a shot at catcher. He wanted to play more. And the way that report was couched was that he was unhappy over feeling left out. And if that's just the case, then he's just a giant distraction for a team that doesn't really need one.
I don't think he's a distraction, though, because I think the players in that Sox clubhouse all loved him. And if anything, if that's what it is, those players are just going, come on. They're just kind of laughing. Like, what are you doing?
Well, not for the players. Mean? Players probably don't care.
That's what
I'm saying. It's a giant distraction for the front office who have many other things to worry about rather than put out a mini fire in Charlotte for a guy that, you know, retired to gain some attention.
But I think if that's what it was. Don't you think the Sox have handled it pretty well? Like, they could just be like, get rid of this guy, you know, keep your mouth shut. Instead, they've been supportive of him.
If they were going to cut every player who speaks out in the media, that would be a lot of players you'd have to cut. True. I think when it comes to your main Mercedes, it's probably a couple different things. Number one, I still think that even if it's, oh, surprise, I'm back, that's still erratic behavior, no matter how you describe it. That's still a lot to put out there and then a lot to seemingly retract or a lot to continue to put out there. So that does warrant some sort of concern. Should it be everyone's concern? That's a different question. I don't mind that we all had the reaction we did to it. I think that's fine. I don't feel fooled. I'm just left wondering what's going on in Charlotte, and maybe he should have had a shot at catcher, but the way I see it is it's pretty cut and dried as to why he didn't. And he's not good enough.
He's bad
precisely.
At it. Yeah.
And that was spoken about pretty simply and pretty reasonably when it came to why he wasn't considered for that spot. Did it deserve all of this? I don't know, but I don't think that that was percolating to cause this to happen.
You don't bring in any new catcher, that inexperienced catcher, to this situation. I remember when the Cubs with Wilson Contreras, when he came up, he was the better prospect than anything the Cubs had, but they didn't want to use him a lot because of that, the pitcher catcher.
But then didn't he homer in his first game?
Absolutely, 100%. But I know that those pitchers did not like pitching.
Right.
Nothing personal against him. He just didn't know what he was doing at that point. And you had some fickle guys
Lackey
like
Lackey and Lester
and
Arrieta.
Hendricks,
guys who need the help.
They need the help.
And I remember JD was really critical early of Wilson Contreras.
Yeah, he was not a great receiver at first.
Yeah, and he said, "He goes, boy, I as a pitcher, I never liked that. I never liked that kind of activity back there, and that sort of jumpiness, and how he never gave the umpire a good look because he was popping up. You know, to see how far he's come." And the job that Mike Borzello and others have done to get Contreras to become a plus defensive catcher is really quite a thing.
But you know what we're talking about right now? We're talking about a professional athlete who matured and worked on his craft and actively got better after the scouting report that he was given. So I hope your mean Mercedes does that moving forward. But I don't know that the potential
he's 28.
Is there.
I mean, not to be unkind, but he's 28. He's probably not going to get it behind the plate now. Right?
No, but that's if you're with that team, that's what you're telling him.
He's a hitter. It's like Schwarber. It was like Schwarber. Like
he's very hitterish.
It was kind of interesting that they thought maybe Schwarber could be a catcher.
Remember
when he came
that?
Oh, that was bad. That was not good. And I think it's the same with Yermin.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a position, and if he wanted to be worth anything on a Sox roster now, he'd need a position. If he could catch, that'd be great, but he can't.
Did anybody think that he was ever going to be catching? Because I did not.
No, he's a hitter. I mean, he's there to do what
he did
in April.
He apparently did.
Right.
And that's probably part of the issue this week or this month or whatever since he's gone down, is that he sees a guy like Sebi Zavala, who he feels like he had passed, who maybe is better than, getting an opportunity in pretty meaningful moments. I mean, the Sox have a big lead and they maybe can afford to tinker here because of injuries to Grandal, but Zavala playing in front of Mercedes is probably as much what triggered Mercedes as anything.
So, I guess we'll have to talk to him to find out, and not just go based on song lyrics and Instagram posts.
I'm looking at the Cleveland Guardians logo, and it's fascinating. It is a white baseball that is sandwiched on either side by a block G that is essentially the Cleveland block C with a front added to it to turn it into a G, and it has wings, which it looks like feathered wings, which may be a little bit of an homage to Native American history. They're their Native American imagery history. I'm not quite sure what to make of it, but it's a baseball that's got a little bit of a kinetic flying feel to it that is sort of aimed down toward the southeast corner. It's on a tilt, but that you can tell that new Guardians G is sort of their old C with a twist to it.
Sneaky.
Wonder how it will sell.
I don't know.
Wonder how it looks on a hat.
It's better than the original LA Chargers logo.
That is damning with faint praise.
Yeah,
so that's good.
There's a lot of things that fall into that category. Almost everything.
I like it. I like the Guardians thing with the wings.
I just wanted them to be the spiders.
Yeah, you're really into that spider thing. Would you like to expound on that a little bit, please? What's with you and spiders, Layla?
It's really just, it goes back to their original nickname. That was the name of the team from 1887 to 1899.
Ooh, it's a badass spider on there, too.
Yeah, I mean, look at that.
That is pretty cool, Lails. I do like that.
Lails.
Yeah, they could have had a tarantula. Lails. Yeah,
I think that there's...
I appreciate it, Groats.
Yeah, they're probably in their workshopping, in their beta testing, however they did some of this stuff, focus grouping, there is enough of a percentage of the populace that is, if not fully arachnophobic, at least initially turned off by spiders.
That could be.
Scared of spiders.
That's the point.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Yeah, inflict some fear in your nickname.
You're coming into our web. Nope. That's right. You're going to get stuck in our web and we're going to come gobble you up and
like,
suck your blood out.
Nobody wants to play. Well, everybody wants to play a team called like the Cleveland Marshmallows. This is a way better nickname than spiders.
The logo is pretty cool. It looks like something that would be blasted into outer space. Like the baseball with the wings, and it would have like, it'd be rocket launched or something.
Do you remember Marshmallow at B-Bash, Lails?
Wait, what?
They were great. Marshmallow at B-Bash the couple of years ago when I ran into you there.
Oh, yeah. He's playing again at Lollapalooza. Are we going?
Wow, did I just say that out loud that we ran into each other?
Wait, B-Bash. Yeah, B96 Jingle Bash.
Oh, it was Jingle Bash. That's right.
Yeah, we were both there, and Katy Perry closed, and Marshmallow's back at Lollapalooza. Oh. So what are we doing?
Oh, Groats is a big Katy Perry guy.
Let's get our vintage basketball jerseys.
Will you see Limp Bizkit as well?
Okay.
Can you handle them?
I have a real issue with Limp Bizkit getting a bigger headline for that than Steve Aoki. It just doesn't add up.
It's crazy that they're one of the headliners. I have a guilty pleasure for Limp Bizkit, not going to lie to you. It's not something I'm proud of at all.
Ray is agreeing.
Sorry, Ray.
Shaking his head.
Do I see you agreeing with me, Ray?
We all have terrible.
Sorry, they are terrible.
Fred Durst is a fill in the blank.
Grody, if Ray's disagreeing with you, you know it must be a bad take.
Yeah, Ray's mad at me. That's angry Ray back there, which you just heard.
But what did I do? The Halloween costume that was super simple one year, being from Limp Bizkit video, just the white tank top with the khakis and the red hat backwards, aka Yankee Girl.
Doing that right.
Yankees.
If there is a way to put as little effort into a Halloween costume as possible, I will do it.
How much did you dance that night away? Like you danced in here yesterday?
Probably a lot.
So what happened with the dancing?
Dancing is a daily thing in my life.
You did the Dak dance here, and it created quite a stir.
Isn't his warm up? I thought it was his warm up.
I guess it is, but you know, it was a thing. It was circulated on social media.
Paul was up in here calling you in Venice all morning, every chance he got. Yeah.
I will take that title, except Elaine's way better at that, too.
Layla Bennis.
Yeah. Didn't Julia Louis-Dreyfus do the kicks and the thumbs as a celebratory dance when Northwestern made the tournament?
With Brad Hall.
Good call. That's a good recall there.
And actually, if you do have natural rhythm, it can't be that easy to bad dance on purpose.
Oh, yes, right? It can.
Really? Okay. I mean, for those of us who are bad dancers, just come by it honestly.
Oh, yeah.
But I would think if you're an actor and you have to be like bad and funny, that there's some real physical comedy involved in there to make it funny.
That's
the
true.
The way she like led with the chest.
Yeah.
Too. Like,
yep.
That is difficult when you're like.
That's it.
Oh,
yeah, because I would think they would do that, and somebody would say, "No, that's not bad, but it's not funny bad."
Right? Like that. It's like singing too. Like you can't bad sing if you are a good singer. Like
unless you have such vocal and comedic talent that you know how to make it funny. Right? That's the skill. That's what they're paying for.
What else you have besides Layla's dancing today?
Oh, we have all kinds of stuff there. We've got like two Friday Fung bits that we're doing today just because we want to.
So the answer is nothing. So like it's just bits all day.
No, we're going to start out with the serious stuff because this Blackhawks thing is hideous. And it's getting worse every day with every detail that comes out. And it appears that the Hawks have dug themselves into a process right here that is just looking like it gets worse. Worse and worse with every bit of information that comes out and how we reconcile our feelings for some of these players that are now involved. Mike Florio is going to do a special hit with us because of what the NFL, and I love what the NFL is doing right now, and all the players that are bitching about it are making the point. I can't believe that you do. I mean, you can have your freedoms, but you also have, you know what? Consequences. So Florio is going to tell us how that's all going to work. At 10:20, this is a Layla brainchild that we've had some fun with off the air.
God help us.
In honor of the opening ceremonies, we were thinking, what if we just kept everything stateside and had, what did you call it, America Olympics?
Yeah, if we're all about this America first and whatnot, okay, we should have probably just kept it in-house anyway this year, so let's do America Olympics. But it's like qualities of your states. For example, eating various foods or cornhole or things of that nature.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin can have an excellent showing in the America Olympics. There's a lot of things they do there that people can't do elsewhere.
Cheese curds.
Well, yeah, if log rolling is an Olympic event, they might be all right. But the March of the States is probably going to be the best part as they all enter the arena. So we'll have some fun with that and crowdsource that at 10:20 midday midway. At 11 o'clock, ball tails.
Woo!
We had two different kids that caught foul balls on our airwaves this week.
Yeah.
And people were texting in their own stories about either catching a ball, getting a ball, or missing out on one. And the best was the connection to the players. How far can we go back? Where do our memories go with a player who has hit a ball that you caught, thrown you a ball, didn't give you a ball? I ended up telling a story about Joel Skinner that I remember.
Joel Skinner.
And just these connections. Guys are like, oh, yeah, I was trying to get a ball from such and such. Or this guy threw me one. Or this guy hit one and I scrambled for it and I knocked an old lady out of the way and punched a kid in the face and got this ball. So we want to hear these stories.
Oh, boy.
We want to hear all about these and your connections to various players through something as simple as a baseball.
Cool. Have a good show and weekend.
Bears.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.